Thanks for calling SBL Logistics. It's important to speak.
Yes, my name is Tanya Starter. Hello. Mm-hmm. My name is Tanya Starter at 1918 Brooklyn Road. So yesterday, I told this bitch, don't send the installer that put my stove in wrong from the beginning. She stopped them again. So guess what I did? I stopped his ass right from over here. He made us out of a stove. I don't give a damn.
Hello, sir. So yesterday, we were supposed to receive the stove and the range because last week the installer didn't do it right. So we've been without for a whole week. So yesterday they said one of the installers got in an accident. So we had to wait another day. So the guy that just came, he's the same guy. So we don't feel comfortable with him in our house. And the lady said that she would not send him. So why did you send? But why did you send the same guy?
I
want
to talk to that bitch.
So my mom is upset.
You damn right, I'm upset. I want to talk to that bitch.
Can I have that phone number so I can locate your account?
904-904-207-9253.
But she gonna do
it. All right, you have me one moment, okay? Let me get your account pulled up so I can see what's
going on,
okay?
She gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, she said
who
that
the
she,
fuck she is.
We specifically said we do not feel comfortable with him in our house because he did not do it right. He programmed. Let's give you some backstory. He programmed the range, but didn't check the burners. The burners or the oven didn't work. So we're upset because
you damn right I want that motherfucker in my house.
Hello.
Yes, you damn right I want that
motherfucker
in my house. I told that bitch I was gonna cut that ass out if he come to my motherfucking house.
Motherfucker. Yeah, I don't see how why she even allowed him to even. We told her. She said that she was going to. I don't know if you can look into this, but she said, can you hold on 1 second, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hello, sir. Do you want me to merge the calls? Because XPO is on the line.
I am XPO.
Yes, sir. They just called. That's the other line. That's XPO on the other line.
Yeah.
So,
you
so
can
okay.
You
one second. Hello. I have both of you on the line now. We spoke to a lady yesterday, and she said our appointment was supposed to be for yesterday. And they said that the driver got into an accident. So we had to push it back another day, which is today. So that's been 8 days we've been without a range and a microwave. So we specifically told the previous agent that we did not feel comfortable with the previous technician to come in our house. So she said that she would send someone else, not him, in here. So we did not allow him to come in our house. No, I don't understand who would allow someone who did not fix the problem to come in their house again when both the range and the microwave was installed incorrectly. So I don't know what y'all can do, but someone needs to come out now, not him.
The only thing is that we don't perform the schedulings of which tech comes out. That may have been why he came again. Now, the representative beforehand did send an email over, but I'm believing they didn't have anyone else. Now, if we call and see if there is another rep that can come out today on behalf of the tech. If not, I can go ahead and ask Best Buy to give you a call and see if they can transfer over to a different service provider for you.
Yes, I don't feel comfortable. We don't feel comfortable with him in our house. And I don't know who would do. I don't know who would when both our range and our microwave was installed incorrectly. So then they're saying that it's the product. You're telling me both brand new products are both faulty? That's crazy. That's like one in a million to me. So my mom did not feel comfortable. So y'all need to do something today, ma'am. Y'all need to, because we do not feel comfortable with him in our house.
I completely understand. So that's no problem. As I advise, I'm going to call the tech office to see if maybe they can have a different tech come out for you. If not, then we'll reach out to Best Buy and see if they can have a different service provider with the tech come out.
Okay. Are y'all going to resolve this today?
I am not too sure. My apologies. I'm just a representative to confirm that he can't come in today. However, I will advise him to call you with an update today.
Okay. Do whatever. All right.
My apologies for the inconvenience. I hope you have a great day. I'll go ahead and get that handled for you.
Okay.